Hi, this is a dictation for Marnie Wynn, MarnieWinn, date of birth 3/30/1970, date of service 2/24/2023. Marnie Wynn is here for a follow-up evaluation with a complaints of severe pain in the right knee. On a scale of 1 to 10, it is 9, and pain in the left shoulder, 9. With the difficulty in lifting the left arm beyond 90 degrees. She also recently fell down at home and further injured her left leg, especially at the hip area and left ankle and foot area. She was seen by her primary care physician, Dr. Limochia, L-I-M-C-H-O-Y-A, as well as the orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Sassy. The pain level are varying between 8 and 9. And radials are affected 10 at this time. Her right knee has been better since the surgery she underwent for repair. 80% relief otherwise was obtained before she fell, but now she has additional pain in the left ankle and the left hip. According to her, falling radials she cannot do. General activity, mood and walking, work and sleep, enjoyment of life are affected 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, and relationship with other people are affected 8. In the system review, all are negative according to the patient. In neurology and psych, no symptoms. And please type them. And in pain and numbness, only pain in the hip on the left side, left knee, and left shoulder with difficulty in abduction. She is using cane to walk with, and she can walk half a block. And the rest of the symptoms are negative, all the way from GI, GU, respiratory. In the past 30 days, patient has reported that in medical history, she had a torn meniscus on the left knee, and she was hospitalized from January 28 to February 16. And there is no new surgical changes. No surgery was done. Hospitalization was done from January 28, 2023 through February 16, 2023. Weight loss of 12 pounds and trauma is reported in the torn meniscus in the left knee and history of fall at home leading to pain in the hip and the knee. Current pain medications are Percocet. Substance abuse, none is reported. The patient has been advised to use marijuana to bring some further relief. Compliance is, the patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 121/86, pulse is 62, and pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam is the same from previous visit, which is documented January 12, 2023, dictation number 0113-037. Please mention that the left shoulder is affected. She is unable to lift it beyond 90 degrees. The pain is focused on the rotator cuff region as well as internally into the shoulder. And the Hawken-Kennedy test was found positive. Speed test, near test is positive. The strength of the muscle is only 4/5. MRI of the left knee was done and it showed moderate and deep subcutaneous deep facial edema anterior to patellar tendon and anterior tibial apophysis. And chondromalacia, the patellofemoral compartment. an inner margin, radial fraying of the medial meniscus with the horizontal tear at the body. There is a fraying of the lateral meniscus also. Mild to severe tricompartmental osteoarthrosis and cartilage degeneration. Moderate knee effusion with synovitis. For this reason, patient was advised injection intra-articular of the left knee. She does have a gout. Her one of the reading was found to be 14. And in the plan of care, please mention she is advised, she is referred to her primary care physician for management of her gout and regarding that and an injection to the intra-articular knee, left knee was advised to bring relief. She is referred to orthopedic surgeon Dr. Cohen to evaluate for surgical case. Her pain in the lower back with due to the shallow disc bulging and foramen and herring is still present, but it is minimal to the level of 5. She has a sacroiliac joint involvement with degenerative arthritis. Patient is provided with a prescription for Percocet 10 milligram over 325 once a day, PRN 30 tablets, one time only. She has also been referred to orthopedic surgeon. She needs to continue her naproxen and tizanidine for which refill is already there. The procedure for intra-articular injection of the left knee was done today. Consent was signed. Patient was informed of all the possibilities of risk and rewards. The area of the injection of the knee was carried out according to the protocol. The medical indications are that the patient has meniscus tear of the lateral and medial, as well as tricompartmental cartilage loss. And she has been advised to take calcium, magnesium, vitamin D, and liquid collagen, exercise, lose weight, which she is doing, and surgical consultation for total knee replacement. Thank you. She'll be seen in 30 days.